It's all sandstorms in the Middle East this week, storms hitting at least three countries. With me now in Doha is our correspondent Alex Baird. Morena, Alex.
Morena, Nathan.
Is there a haboob around? Is that what it is? Because I've been looking at weather words I didn't understand, and haboob was one, which is a large, looks like a large front of sand storming in. Is that right? And what countries are the worst affected?
Yeah, so you know what? You and me both on the haboob term. this is the 10th sandstorm to hit the region in the last 2 months, which, you know, it's not unusual to get sandstorms here. We've spoken about it before, but it is unusual to have this frequency of sandstorms. And today, I'm here in Qatar, which is basically just north of Saudi Arabia. It's a little growth off the side of Saudi Arabia. And woke up today, and the place was just choked. The visibility was 20, 30 metres. I actually walked outside for about 2 minutes, and about at that point, you can't really breathe comfortably anymore. So it's pretty nasty stuff. And in Iraq, where it's been the worst, 1,000 people have now been hospitalized. And I've not seen it this bad. I've been here for on and off for around 3 years. And it's, if you imagine a thick smog, like yes, particularly you get down in Christchurch with very low visibility, but imagine it being quite gritty. And when you breathe and you can really feel it going inside you, it's pretty nasty stuff.
Oh, that sounds horrifying. That's out of my nightmares. Let's go to something different there. Qatar and Germany signing this energy partnership agreement. How important is this?
Yeah, so as we know, this has become a massive issue for Europe generally with what's happening with Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Russia threatening and indeed in some countries actually turning off gas supplies. Now, the Emir of Qatar is in Europe at the moment for the World Economic Forum in Davos, and he had a meeting with Germany, and they've made an agreement to have regular meetings from both countries to work on developing trade relations in regards to liquid gas and hydrogen. And basically, it's going to look at, it was looking a bit uncertain for a while as to how Europe was going to plug the gap in its gas supplies that were coming from Russia. But it is looking like now that places like Qatar, and I'm sure other countries in the Middle East will follow, are starting to pump gas into Europe. It's quite interesting because I was reading earlier that countries like Iran, when you come to things like oil, are actually struggling with their oil exports because you've got this flooding of cheap Russian oil now flooding onto the market into places like India and into China. And so it means that other countries are actually having to deal with cheap oil when they're trying to export their own oil. So an interesting situation in this part of the world regards gas and oil at the moment.
Well, let's hope we see it in the pumps at least reflected. There's also been this building collapse, in Iran. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, this is pretty nasty stuff. So not only do you have a sandstorm that just hit a day after this happened, but a 10-story building was under construction and it collapsed while people were working on it. Now, at least 10 people have been killed, dozens, they think, over 80 people trapped. They've already pulled over 30 people out of the rubble. This happened in an area of Iran in the southwest, a city called Abadan. And they've sent down, it's a continuing rescue operation, so they've sent down 80 soldiers, rescuers, helicopters down to that city to try and sort this out. But you can imagine a building site 10 stories tall. It's a pretty hairy situation to try and get out of.
Yeah. Amnesty International say they're concerned about the rise in executions around there in the Middle East. Which are the countries that are at the top of the list?
Yeah, so this is quite an interesting one. The most known executions around the world took place in China, then Iran, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and Syria in that order. Now, during the pandemic, executions actually dropped for a number of different reasons, but they've really picked up now that the pandemic is starting to kind of continue on and peter out in a way. One of the most interesting ones I thought was in Syria, where they do, I didn't realize this is what they do, but they do mass executions in Syria. And the largest execution of the last year was 24 people at once in Syria, which is pretty nasty stuff when you think about it. Interestingly, a very large amount of executions as well in Saudi Arabia, which has been a bone of contention in this part of the world. The US at times has been criticized for not calling out Saudi Arabia for the level of executions that they do, because it is pretty high and they're on the up. They're 20, 30, 40% up in various countries throughout the region. But hopefully it won't continue to go up for another year.
Yeah, let's hope not. Well, stay safe from the haboob. Alex Baird, who's joining us there in Doha.